We're joined by Jess Bennett, who is the Friends of the Mohican Tuck, who have been one of the groups leading the fight against the development of the 1011 Second Avenue project in North Troy, undeveloped land on the Hudson River, sacred land of the Mohicans. And so there was a vote taking place on May 5th. At the Troy City Council about whether or not to do a full environmental review. So, Jess, can you bring us up to speed? What did the City Council actually do, and what did it mean?
Sure thing, Mark, and thanks for having me on. So on the May 5th City Council meeting, the City Council voted to end the SEQR environmental review. So SEQR stands for State Environmental Quality Review, and this is the tool that New York State has to look at every aspect of a potential project. So not just what's growing, but the effect of the potential pollution, how it affects the neighbors, the surrounding area, any potential history, really all possible aspects that a project may have, SEQR looks at. And so the City Council voted 6-1 to end the environmental review. Keani Connolly Wilson of District 5 was the only council member who voted against ending it. Surely the clear cutting of the last undeveloped forest on the Hudson deserves some more environmental inquiry. And unfortunately, the City Council did not see it like that.
Now, you know, sometimes when a decision like this is made, you know, not to do in full environmental review, there's a possibility of litigation. Is that something the groups are thinking about at this point? Or I understand is, you know, now moves forward to a May 25th hearing on the actual rezoning of the land. So what's sort of the plan of action at this point to respond to what the city did?
You're absolutely right. So the next thing that comes up is a hearing for the rezone. The area and the neighborhood that 1011 Second Avenue sits in is a very quiet, single-family residential neighborhood. So certainly the addition of 230 apartments in three high-density four-story buildings would be a huge change to the character of the neighborhood. So on May 25th, the City Council is holding a public hearing, and we really want to see and encourage as many folks, residents, Trojans to come out because this will really set precedents for other areas and other projects. You know, we have zoning. Zoning has many purposes, and some of them are not so great and holdovers from things like redlining. But at the end of the day, right now, zoning is keeping us from having, say, a Target open up right in your backyard. And it helps to ensure the character of a neighborhood. And right now, the developer, Kevin Vandenberg, is applying for a change to a P plan development, which really doesn't even encompass the scope of this project. Within a P plan development zoning district, there is a maximum of 8 units per acre. This is a 10-acre forest they'll be cutting down. So that's 80 units. So on top of this zoning change, they then need to apply for a 150-unit variance. We do not think that this zoning change should be granted by the City Council.
Now, I used to serve a long time ago on my local town board. And, you know, I sort of remember from back then that this type of zoning change was not something that was really viewed as being particularly legal, that you're not supposed to do spot zoning for a particular project. And the underlying zoning maps is supposed to reflect, you know, sort of a long-term comprehensive plan, you know, for the city. And you're not supposed to be rezoning because the developer wants to do something. So how are they moving forward with this particular project, which seems to be a pretty significant rezoning of one particular property?
You make a lot of great points there, and we absolutely cannot be allowing spot rezoning, as that is not, I believe, legal in New York State. And even more importantly, the City of Troy, the residents, our planning department spent a lot of money and time putting together the comprehensive plan, which was only issued in 2018. So it's a still very relevant document, and this development and rezone is absolutely not consistent with the comprehensive plan. This area up here is identified for green space, which it currently is, and it is not identified in the comprehensive plan as having a high density apartment complex. It's very out of place, a development like this. And, you know, once again, we really want the residents to come out, because next this could be happening in your neighborhood. And zoning is here to help ensure the quality of our chosen neighborhoods and the characteristics. And, you know, I've spoken to every single neighbor in the neighborhood up here, and every one of them is unanimously against this development. So,
you mentioned earlier when they were, you know, considering whether or not to do a full environmental review, as they rejected, that one of the criteria that you mentioned was the issue of history. And my understanding, this has some historical significance in terms of the Mohican, you know, people, the original indigenous, you know, inhabitants of this area. Was that not something that the city took into consideration?
It's really disappointing, Mark. In the environmental assessment form, which is the kind of criteria in SEAKER that they need to use to evaluate a potential project, the archaeology of this site, which it is a National Register eligible indigenous archaeological site that has been used for about 10,000 years. We have archaeology reports that have artifacts from this very site that date back to 3000 BC. But even in the present, there are several tribes that have hereditary ties to this land that are also currently petitioning the Troy government to protect this land and keep it from being developed, like the Scaticoke First Nations and the Stockbridge Munsee. So in the hearings on the SEAKER for this, what they looked at, they definitely recognized this is a very important site. But when it came to the project, what they said was there will be future mitigation techniques. And I'm sorry, future mitigation is not a plan that protects our cultural assets here in Troy. It was a really disappointing vote. And I had really hoped that given the outpouring of overwhelming support for a positive declaration, which just means there are more things that need to be studied, of which the council identified a number of criteria that satisfied a positive declaration, really thought they would have voted that way. So it's, unfortunately, it's disappointing, and it doesn't seem like they're taking a lot of steps to protect this cultural asset.
So we have about 2 minutes left. I'll do sort of a two-part question. So there's a May 25th hearing on the rezoning, and I believe the public can attend and hopefully even testify. And then I heard you thought they probably will vote on it in June. Once a rezoning is done, are there other steps that will need to be taken before the project can actually be launched? And if people want to get involved to find out more information, how best they can do that in 90 seconds.
So what's lucky about this entire process is there's no one decision where a project gets stamped approved. After the rezone, if it were to move forward, the developer would then need to apply for permits. And there's a host of different permitting agencies across the state, from like the DEC or the State Historic Preservation Offices, that all would need to go through their own permitting process. So this is still a long road, but it's so important that the residents of Troy, and really anybody, but in this case, the city does want to hear from residents, come out to speak at the rezone hearing on May 25th at 6 p.m. at City Hall, which is 433 River Street. And if anybody wants to get more information, our website is save1011.org, and we're on social media at Friends of the Mohican Tuck on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, thank you very much. This has been Jess Bennett, Friends of the Mohican Tuck. We've been talking about the ongoing struggle to protect 1011 Second Avenue in North Troy, Lansingburg area. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.